You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back, so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 397 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her trip this past weekend to the beach. We're going to talk about what's been going on here in Birmingham, and of course, we're going to discuss the latest with the Texas A&M baseball coaching search. Lots of fun in store. If you have not joined us on Patreon yet, we would love for you to do that. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is about the whole Texas A&M coaching debacle that unfolded over the course of the last week and some change. And we did a live Q&A this past Thursday night that turned out to be a ton of fun. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 397. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
What a difference a week makes, right?
Oh, my gosh. My head is spinning. I'm like, this time last week, you know what I was doing? I was thinking about what kind of dips I was going to put out because we were about to watch the Aggies play for a national championship baseball.
That's right.
The week before, I was in Omaha live watching the Aggies play baseball. And what I have spent my last week doing is I have really been, if anybody has been invested in this coaching search, as me and Trev Alberts is what I'm going to tell you, have been in it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I appreciated as a sidebar was I was on Instagram one day, maybe this past weekend, and honey, Gully's yes. mom had yeah. a word for Trev Alberts, who's the AD at Texas A&M. And I so appreciated it because who among us has not felt the same in a coaching search, which is like, dear AD, it is very important that you understand some things. And I hope you're listening to the right people because you need to understand what we're about. Mm-hmm. I will say in the end, I think he listened to y'all's players. I really do.
I agree. And it was really, I think it was so fraught with a lot of anxiousness because, I mean, Trev Alberts, for those of you who do not follow these kind of things obsessively like we do, he only became our AD like in March, I think, March or April. He came from Nebraska. He immediately came in and made a bunch of cuts because financially we were a little overwrought. Let's just say
overextended.
We were a little overextended. Thanks to Mr. John James Fisher, we were maybe had some financial difficulties that we were working through. And so there was some fat that needed to be cut. Mm-hmm. And so I get it. But when he came in, you were like, well, we're kind of set. We just hired a new football coach. Buzz, I feel like, is there to stay for a while. And then we had a baseball coach who I'm not even going to say his name. But I was like, it feels like we're kind of set. So then all of a sudden that he's this new AD is making this major hire that has happened in the worst of ways was like, and he was real quiet. And it felt like we kept waiting for him to issue like a statement or to say we've got this. But I have to say it was the quietest coaching search. And I kept, different friends would text me and they were like, I hear it's going to be Hefner from DBU. And then it would be like, oh, we hear it's going to be O'Connor from Virginia. Like every day there was another name that was the definitive. And so you start to get in this panic of, are all these people turning us down? Like what's happening, you know?
Right.
But I think in the end, I think he went back to our players. And I think he and General Welsh, our new president, talk to our players, and who, what they said is bring Michael Early home. And and we had all noticed, you know, all the conspiracy theories were like, well, he never changed his Twitter profile pic. And listen, maybe he didn't know how to change his Twitter profile pic, but he kept it with all of his Aggie stuff. Maybe he didn't know how to change his Twitter profile pic, sure. But it felt like the other guys that had all left, they had all immediately changed theirs to burnt orange and he didn't. And then I started saying, because also my DMs on Instagram through something like this, I'm going to say y'all are the real heroes, because the amount of information I get about neighbors who live next door to their family and whose kids are sad to be leaving College Station and whatever, it just started to seem like there was some momentum to bring him back. So by the time they announced it yesterday morning, I was like, I'm thrilled with this. I'm thrilled with having a 36-year-old coach. I'm thrilled that he's young. I'm thrilled that he's hungry. I'm thrilled that we went in the direction that the players are excited about, because I think at the end of the day, it's about the players.
Okay, so Michael Early, he's young. He has a darling family, I will say.
Yes.
And my favorite thing that I noticed, to not be overly familiar with Michael Early, is that in every picture he took during his brief tenure as a coach at the University of Texas, he looked like he was in a hostage situation. That is the vibe that I got from Michael Early. He looked like he had been bamboozled. He looked like he'd been tricked. He'd been swindled. He didn't look like he was happy to be there.
No, I did not think so. I mean, the amount of memes that I saw, they were like, blink three times if you're okay. Like, if you, are you sending us a message? Would you like to be rescued? So, and clearly, yes. But I am super excited, because I think when you see the players, and as you know, this team was magical. These players were so bonded, so close, had such great team chemistry. And the fact that they were like, Coach Early was the reason for that. And now that we've got him back, that makes me really happy. So I feel like he's going to be a great fit. And it's like everybody said, people are like, oh, y'all ended up hiring somebody with no head coaching experience. Tony Vitello was also an assistant coach who had not had any head coaching experience. And I these guys have to start somewhere. And I mean, to me, I'm like, I would rather get somebody young and hungry. And I think really one of the best is somebody was like, we just went from two gyms to two Mike E's. And what are the odds that that in our two of our major sports that we now have Mike E's as our coach?
That's very true. Very true. Michael Early and Mike Elko.
So we'll see what happens. But I'm super excited about it. It'll be interesting to see. We've already had a couple of players come back from the portal. We have a couple of other ones that we're waiting to see. But everybody seems to feel pretty confident that most of our players will return in light of this news, which is great.
That's so great. And really the best you could hope for in light of such an unfortunate set of circumstances. I have been so tickled on our Patreon, because, you know, last Thursday, if y'all don't know, we recorded three episodes back to back and then had a little break. And then the third one, we had our regular episode, our Patreon episode, and then we did a live Q&A that night. And so as people have kind of been catching up with that second Patreon episode, I have been so tickled by everybody, including Longhorns, who have just been like, listen, what A&M had to go through was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I am just embarrassed. And it, I don't know, it's been so fun. You know, we love the sports, obviously, but it's so fun. Not that you want the drama, not that you would wish what happened on anybody, but I just have so appreciated the way that people have especially rallied around those Aggie players, you know?
Yes.
And you don't do that to those boys. You do not. Just like the moms have come in force and said, we're not doing that to the boys. We're not.
Yeah. No, it was a bad call. It was a bad call. And then, you know, he's come out and listen, the PR spin machine is in full effect. And I am hearing that they have hired a public relations firm just to help with the spin because this thing got so ugly. And they don't, you know, they're trying. So now it's like, I mean, listen, if you were to believe what they wrote in the Fort Worth Tribune, I believe it, he wasn't even going to take this job. He didn't even know about it till after he got home from the World Series. And then he decided in the span of 30 minutes that, yes, he would uproot his life. And nobody, you know, the cemetery picture, apparently that was just a last minute situation that happened and whatever. And so I'm going to tell you that I also have some oceanfront property for you if, you know, whatever. But it's the whole thing, the spin on it all, the way that they've come back. And then he said, well, he didn't know that it was going to go apocalyptic. And I'm like, well, then, sir, I don't think you've been paying attention to the sports landscape if you didn't think that leaving for our arch rival not less than more than 24 hours, you know, after we've gotten home from losing the last game of the national championship, I'm afraid you didn't read the room is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to take a guess and say you didn't want to read that room. You had no interest in reading the room because because anybody would know that the optics on that were bad. Anybody who was at all reflective on how that decision might affect other people would have absolutely known the optics on that were pretty bad. So, but it all worked out in the end, didn't it? I mean,
it all worked out. And listen, I'm happy. I'm like, who would have told me? I mean, last Tuesday, Gully said when the news broke yesterday, because we were at the beach together, and she said, I mean, listen, she said, last week I was in the dump. She said, it was like, it was dark. It was like a dark day. And now it feels like, look at the joy that has been restored. And look, we've gotten better. We got back better than what we gave up. And so I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I love that in his, he's having his big welcome press conference. It's going to be Tuesday, which will be, y'all will listen to this after the fact. But I love that his first, like, press release was like, see you in Omaha. And I'm like, listen, I respect it. I like the confidence. I'm all in.
Good.
Yeah. So there you have it. Okay, so let's talk about something we all struggle with, finding time to sit down and read the Bible. I get it. Life is hectic. It doesn't always leave room for these quiet moments to sit down with God's Word. But what if you didn't have to find quiet moments? What if you could use the moments you already have for meaningful connection with God, like when you're running on the treadmill or chopping vegetables for dinner or driving the kids back and forth from school or soccer practice? We have something for you. It's called Dwell, the audio Bible app that puts listening first. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom wrangling kids, a gym enthusiast breaking a sweat, or a commuter navigating traffic, Dwell allows you to listen to the Bible as you seamlessly go about your day. This is not your normal audio Bible. The voices are actually calming and genuine. They don't sound like robots. We also love that Dwell has customizable features like background music and narration speed. You can 100% tailor your Bible listening experience to your preferences. And Dwell's newest release, the Dwell Daily Devotional, offers a fresh take on Scripture every day. It is a beautiful way to start your mornings, guiding you through a passage of God's Word, a thoughtful reflection, and a formational prayer, all in 5 or 6 minutes. Life is a whirlwind, especially with summer starting, with travel. I love being able to do something that I can do on the go. Summer is definitely a time when we can't always sit down and open the Bible to read it. So this summer, instead of missing out, let's listen to Dwell and stay connected to God's Word. If you're ready to infuse your day with the Bible, then head over to dwellbible.com/bigboo to snag your 25% discount today. Again, that's dwellbible.com/bigboo for 25% off today. So what about you? Yeah.
Listen, there's not much to say about me. I've just been here in Birmingham. Yes. I don't even know. I feel like I've been to several Pilates classes over the course of, including today where we did something with a bar that made me feel like I was training for a trapeze act of some sort.
Yes.
So I've done that. I did get some real cute shoes at Gasmeyer. I've stayed away mostly since the live show because I have all I need. Yeah. But I saw on their Instagram the cutest pair of apple green.
Yes, I saw those too. Yes. Mm-hmm. And did you go buy them? Because I saw them and I was like, those are so good.
Oh, I have a whole vision for them, Melanie. I have followed your lead with this. Let me tell you what I'm thinking about for these apple green pumps. Okay, so I went and I tried them on. I bought them. They're a pointy toe, apple green, kind of velvety pump with a gold buckle on the top of them. Mm-hmm. I want to wear them with some jeans, like some cropped frayed jeans.
Uh-huh.
And an oversized white shirt and a ton of gold jewelry. That's what I want to do with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. That sounds so
good. I even thought, do I want to do this? Do I want to do this in Dallas? Do I want to do this? Is this a live show sitch? Like where my shoes are a star? And then I'm casual. I don't know. We hadn't even talked about what we're going to wear in Dallas or what direction we're going. But I just thought, I don't need them. I don't need them. And then I kept thinking about them for 2 days. And so I had to return a couple of things to Anthropology Saturday morning. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to scoot over there.
Why wouldn't you?
Just take a look. But they're in the Gus Meyer universe and the Gus Meyer economy, they're not that expensive. I mean, they're not terrible. And so they're a nice pair of shoes, but they're not awful. Mm-hmm. And so I tried them on and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to have to get these. So I got them.
Okay.
That was a highlight of the weekend. I got my nails done. I'm really in a bad place. I know. I understand that you have recommitted yourself to your nails this year.
Yeah.
I commend you for it. I'm so tired of nail related activities.
Okay.
It feels like it just is a huge swath of time. I'm not enjoying it right now.
Okay.
I'll get better. Mm-hmm. But I did go get my nails done, so I can check that off the list for a couple of weeks. And then I continued to read, like, I don't know what kind of race I'm in with the books, but I read and read and read. So
okay.
I don't know, but we had a good weekend. It was really low key. We went out to dinner with my sister and brother-in-law Friday night. Saturday we just hung out here. I can't even remember what we did for supper. And then Sunday we just, you know, I don't know, went to church and breakfast. And anyway, so I did that. And then all I've done today is go to Pilates and then try to get us some groceries for the week. My daddy's coming to town for the 4th, and so so I'm going to cook Wednesday night. My sister's cooking Thursday. And I don't know. We'll just see where the rest of the weekend takes us.
Okay. All right. Well, I ended up going with some girlfriends to the beach. My friend Stephanie, her family has a condo down in Port Aransas. And I'm going to tell you that I guess because we did Montana last summer and we've been busy, but like it dawned on me on the way down there, I was like, I have not been to Port Aransas in like 5 years, which is crazy.
Yeah,
we used to go every summer, but I hadn't been. And so anyway, we went. Listen, I'm gonna say Texas Beach is Texas Beach. I was like, here's the benefit. Not that I'm gonna get in the water, but if a shark is coming after me, I'm not gonna know it till it's too late. I'm not gonna see it, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So anyway, we did that. And so we drove down Friday night. I drove down with my friend Hillary and Gully and Amy, and we drove down to the beach. We got there and Steph had done like taco meat. And so we just kind of did like nachos and dips and stuff on Friday night and sat out. Amy made us, I posted them on Instagram. Listen, she was like, I have a cocktail I'm going to make for y'all. And I'm going to say nothing really says middle-aged sophistication. Like, so you start by putting nerds in the bottom of a glass.
Did she use the gummy nerds or like the original nerds?
No, the original nerds. Like the original nerds. So it really does look like a fish aquarium when it's done. It was super cute. Like it was, and you could make it non-alcoholic, which is blue Gatorade. I mean, but it was nerds and then ice, and then you put the sweetest fish so they look like they're swimming. And then it was like blue Gatorade Zero, and then we did Deep Eddy like lime vodka. So it kind of tasted like a sour Skittle is what I'm going to tell you. You know,
I love a sour Skittle.
Yeah.
Now I will mention this. Okay. So what you said about, you know, you had the lime vodka, which sounds delicious to me.
Yeah.
I don't normally like vodka, but you know, I have I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I have a little bit of an allergic reaction when I drink alcohol.
Yes.
And I get super flush and I feel like this pain coming out of two places in particular in my head. And then I have like this radiating pain in my hips, which my sister swears I'm making it up, but I'm not. It hurts in my hips. I feel
it. Okay.
And so all that to say, When I mentioned it last week, several people messaged me on Instagram and said you need to take a Pepcid.
Okay.
Before you have a cocktail. And I was like, a Pepcid? Really? And they were like, seriously, a Pepcid?
Yeah.
Because I've tried a Benadryl before.
Mm-hmm.
So this past week, I went to Walgreens. I got some Pepcid because I do. And somebody else messaged me and was like, well, why don't you just get a mocktail instead of like trying to drink alcohol by taking a Pepcid or whatever? And I was like, yeah, because I sincerely like the taste of gin and yeah, I sincerely like the taste of tequila. And every once in a while, I just like to have a drink with my husband, you know, yes, like I just yes, on a Friday night dinner or whatever. So and now I can. Keep in mind, for 21 years of my life, I could not because as part of my employment, I said I wouldn't. So,
yes.
All that to say, I took the Pepcid. It helped a lot. It helped okay, a lot. Like, I still had a tiny flush, but it was kind of like it went just a little bit up my face and stopped. I still had a little bit of like pain out of the top of my head, but nothing like normal. And then just like a few seconds discomfort in my hips.
Okay.
So what tickled me was when I posted that it helped, several people said, oh yeah, you got to add a Zyrtec to that. And I thought, how many of us, there are a lot of us who have like a reaction. Somebody said she had a reaction to wine and to vinegars, like that they do the same thing to her. So all that to say, we're working it out. But I have some Zyrtec now. I have some Pepcid. Okay. And so the next time David and I go out, I'm going to give it a try. I'll see.
Okay. I'm going to say I could do the Pepcid. I'm going to say based on my reaction to a Zyrtec or a Benadryl, I'd call that the knockout special. I mean, you give me... Well, it's going to be a whole situation. People are going to be like, how many did she have? And everybody be like, she had one glass of wine and a Benadryl. I mean, that to me is called like, that's a Saturday night special right there. Well, that just knock you cold out.
Benadryl does make me drowsy, but Zyrtec does not.
Okay.
So hopefully, I don't know, you know, and I don't know when I'll try it. But mm-hmm, but anyway, all that to say, I feel like the Nerds and the lime vodka and the Gatorade Zero would require a Zyrtec and a Pepcid for me. But it sounds like it might be worth it, at least initially, to taste the sour Skittle. I would be delighted.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, I'm going to say it was a really good cocktail. This was kind of, I laughed because it's a lot of sugar. And I tend to like, if I'm going to do a cocktail, most of the time at home, for sure, what I'm going to do is a ranch water, which is just agave tequila, Topo Chico and lime. So like I stay away from the sugar because I've decided I think it's the heavy sugar that makes me feel bad. Clearly I threw that out the window. Clearly I threw that out the window with the blue Nerds cocktail with the Swedish fish. But we had gotten that day, so it's going to be a new podcast sponsor, but we had gotten this. It's Zbiotics alcohol and it's like a probiotic like shot that you're supposed to take and it's supposed to like minimize the effects of alcohol or whatever. And I'm going to say that I took it and I thought, well, if anything is going to give this thing a real test, it's going to be this blue Gatorade. I think at our age, I think it's all bets are off. You know what
sure,
I mean? You just got to do what you can. So listen, yeah,
as someone who has pain radiate from her hips when she has alcohol, yes, all bets are in fact off.
It seems like one of my themes this summer is I have a lot of friends who are looking for mattresses, whether it's a mattress for their kid who's moving into a new place in college or into their new place because they're just starting their first job. Everybody's looking for a good mattress. And what I tell them over and over again is Helix mattress is the way to go. We bought a Helix mattress for Caroline for her college house, and she has told us so many times how it's even better than the mattress she sleeps on when she's home. And I promise you, we paid a lot more for that mattress. It's just the right amount of support and comfort, and it makes sure she gets a good night's sleep, which is so important when you're in college because you don't sleep very much. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. They have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs a little bit of extra TLC, they've got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support. Best of all, Helix knows that there is no better way to test out a new mattress than by actually sleeping on it in your own home. And that's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Right now, Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo. That's helixsleep.com/bigboo. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. And so we had the blue cocktails. They made a lovely photo op. They were really pretty, and they actually tasted good. But we all agreed as you got down to the bottom and it had had some time, we were like, now this really does look like a dirty fishbowl. You know, like sure. The blue kind of changed colors. And when you start to get that last sip and you're getting some nerds in there with it, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to need to move on to something else. But it was very festive. It was very festive. It would be a great little drink to make just with blue Gatorade for your children if you wanted to. Sure. Leave out the lime vodka, clearly.
Yeah.
So we did that Friday night and just hung out, stayed up late, talked. And then Amy really likes to keep us on a schedule. So we appreciated that Saturday morning. She's like, y'all, we really need to be on the beach by 11 at the latest.
And okay. All right, Amy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we did. We got up. We were on the beach by 11. Steph had gotten, so we had a tent that got put up for us. So we went sun, shade, whatever. I'm going to tell you that based on the way I got a little bit of a sunburn, and I'm going to say I did not do the best job of spraying on my sunscreen. I'm going to say I've got some real splotchy sun coverage, but whatever.
Okay.
But you know, when you're doing the sunscreen and you're on the beach, it's just hard to know that you got everything. The wind's blowing. It's a whole situation, you know.
All bets are off. I saw a thing on TikTok, and it was at a resort. This, to me, was brilliant. It was at some resort somewhere, and it was like it was a platform, and then it had this wooden circular wall around it with like a ramp for a doorway where you walk into it, and then you go stand under essentially what looks like a shower head, except that they're all around, and it sprays sunscreen on you from all angles.
Oh. Well, that is genius.
And you can rotate, but because it's circular, you know, the wind doesn't get at it as much, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh, that's a lovely feature to just be on your way out to the beach to step into the little sunscreen kind of closety thing.
Yeah.
Just stand there, let it spray you. And then as you walk to the beach, you would have time to dry. But
oh, that's genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty smart.
Well, we did not have that. So we spent all day at the beach. And then that night, Steph had made us dinner reservations. There was a new restaurant I'd never been to in Port A called The Phoenix. It was delicious. It's seafood. It's like a nicer restaurant, but it's really small. And so we decided to go there. But we'd been on the beach. We'd had some drinks. And so we were like, we're going to, you know, safety first. And so we were like, we don't want to drive. And we were like, what's the Lyft Uber situation? And then Amy let us know she had been there the weekend before with her family. And she had gotten the card for something called Intaxicated. So you get an Intaxicab.
I'm out. I'm done.
So
quite a journey we've had here. Quite a journey.
So we had an Intaxicab come pick us up.
Oh gosh. Oh my gosh.
But we did appreciate that while we were in the car on the way home, the Port A police went like flying by with their sirens going. And our taxi cab driver just picked up her phone and called the Port A police and said, hey, guys, what's going on? What's happening on 377?
Yeah.
What's happening? She said, I just want to make sure I'm getting you ladies home safe. Just making sure there's not a situation, which I appreciated. That was a full service experience.
That really was. I mean, to check in with the police. Take back. God. So, I'm going to tell you something. If I ever find myself in Port Aransas, I would like to find that driver and I'd like to go to lunch with her because I bet she's got some stories.
That I'm going to say that I texted a group of friends because we ran into our friends Kat and Dave while we were eating dinner. They were down there too with their kids. And so when Dave was like, he was like, do I need to get, he was like, get my older son, do I need to come have him come pick y'all up? And I was like, no, we've called an in taxi cab. So he puts us on a group text with another group of friends. And one of those friends said, listen, if the walls of that in taxi cab could talk, I mean, people of Walmart would have nothing on the in taxi cab from Port Aransas. Oh,
from Port Aransas? You know, my favorite thing about the Texas beaches that I will never get over as long as I live, and I only know this because of you, is that you can pull your vehicle right onto the beach.
Oh, 100%. Everybody drives on the beach. You drive on the beach and you pull your truck up and you just, there you have it. There you are.
It's fantastic. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I did start this weekend. I'd kind of put it off. And so Friday before we went to dinner, I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch the first episode of The Bear. It was the kind of thing, where I've so anticipated the new season 3.
Yeah,
that it was. I almost hated like to start it in a way. Like I just wanted the anticipation of it, but I was like, I'm gonna watch episode 1. When I tell you that something about that episode broke me down in my spirit, ugly cried. Like, and I can't, and not because because there was tragedy or anything.
Yeah.
It's just that beautiful. It's just that beautifully done. It touched me so, so far deep down in my spirit that as soon as I finished watching it, I watched it again. And I never did that. Wow.
Okay.
But I bawled my eyes out. And if you have watched both seasons, and I think season 2 is probably the best television of any show that's ever been.
Yeah.
But if you really ingested the themes of season 2, and we did a Patreon episode about on The Bear probably what, like 6-8 months ago?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the way they kicked it off for season 3 was just, it was just so beautiful. And I thought it, like, I was like it was a noisy cry, you know what I mean? Like it just touched me so much. So now I'm probably on episode 4 or 5, I'm not quite sure, but anyway, but it was just, you know, I have a poster from the Forks episode from last season just because it was so very meaningful to me. And and this first episode of season 3 was really just, God, there's just a lot there. There's a lot there, and it's done so creatively. So thumbs up for that. And then I also read over the weekend, I really liked Catherine Sinner's book called The Bodyguard, which is just like a fun kind of lighthearted rom-commy book. Mm-hmm. And she has a new book called The Rom-Commers.
Yeah.
And I read that over the weekend. And listen, it was really fun. It's not at all spicy. It's very flirty.
Okay.
It's funny. I laughed out loud in several parts and I really enjoyed it. So if anybody's looking for just like a fun kind of fluffier summer read, I would say to that one, highly recommend.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, I started when we had, because we had our live Q&A on Patreon last Thursday night. And then when we got off or we got finished, I was like, okay, I'm going to start The Bear. And I started it and I got about 3 minutes in and I was so tired where I was like, I'm not going to be able to pay attention to this. Like, I'm not going to be able to give it. Like, I just knew. I felt my brain shutting down because, you know, we had done 3 hours of recording that day.
We recorded 3 episodes in one day. I was also very tired. It was just, it was not that it wasn't fun. It was super fun.
No,
but it was just a lot of output.
And on top of, you know, I was going through my 8 stages of grief over everything that had happened with Aggie baseball. And so I was like, I don't have the bandwidth for this right now. Like I can't do it. And so I don't know what I ended up watching that night. I think maybe an episode of Schitt's Creek. I mean, I was just like, I need something that's like totally mindless to wind down before I go to bed. But then I did get home and then I was at the beach all weekend, so didn't watch anything. Plus that was very busy. Trev and I were very busy figuring out our new coach.
Absolutely.
So that kind of took priority. So I was at the beach with my girlfriends this weekend, and Gully has recently started taking AG1 because I have raved about how much better it makes me feel. And when I pulled out my AG1 travel pack, she was like, oh my gosh, this has made the biggest difference. I have so much more energy. My gut health is so much better. I can't believe the difference it's made. And basically, I ended up selling everybody on the benefits of AG1 over the weekend. Because the thing is taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. And that is the beauty of AG1. I gave it a try because I was so tired of taking all those different supplements and sorting out all those different pills, that just one daily scoop of AG1 covers all my nutritional gaps. It supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle. And just 60 seconds every morning, I know I'm giving my body what it needs and setting up sustainable habits for the long run. I drink it first thing every morning before I have my coffee, and I love that I start the day covering my nutritional bases. After drinking AG1, I realize that I have so much more energy. I need less coffee to power my day. 97% of people in a research study felt more energy after 30 days of drinking AG1. The other huge thing that Gully and I talked about is the gut support. It's a key factor in immune support and in feeling better. Did you know that 70% of your immune system lives in your gut? In a research study, AG1 was shown to double the amount of healthy bacteria in your gut, and that is so important. AG1 contains a wide range of vitamins, minerals, and superfood sourced ingredients. I am sold. If there is one product that I trust to support my whole body health, it's AG1. I tell everybody about it. And that's why we've partnered with them for so long. It's easy, it's satisfying to start your journey with AG1. You can try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. And then, but last night after I got home and got settled in, I resumed America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Listen.
Where are you in that? Tell me where you are in that.
Okay, I'm at the beginning of the episode where now they've made all the cuts and we've officially welcomed the team. So we know who our 36 are for the season is where I am. It is a treasure to me. Mm-hmm. It is the perfect thing that I want to watch right now. I had forgotten, because I used to watch it when it was on CMT, and then I think I kind of fell off and I didn't watch the last couple of years or seasons. I don't know why. It fell off my radar. I'm going to tell you, there's not really anything I like watching more than when they do the makeover on all the
100%.
Girls.
100%.
It is fascinating to me.
The specificity of Kelly's opinions about hair color.
Yes, yes.
You know, we need a copper red. We got to tone down the gold. She's really into it, and I appreciate it. I love seeing what they do with the girls. I have been so delighted over the last few days to realize that one of the current trends on TikTok is for people of all ages and all genders to attempt the Thunderstruck dance.
Oh my gosh.
listen. Where they do the ripple and they go down on their knees and they hit the tops of their legs and then they ripple again. Like, I've been, and also people who are attempting to high kick. It's life giving. You didn't even know you needed it. It's fantastic. And this is the benefit of the fact that Netflix ponied up and paid the money for us to hear this music. CMT never did, because like I said last week, we were listening to Audio Jungle clips on CMT, but we get the real deal on Netflix. It's a really good season of television as far as reality television goes. I think the dynamic between Victoria and her mother is fascinating.
I agree. Totally agree.
I think that Reese and her Alabama background, I'm in with you, Reese, immediately. I'm a part of your story, and I don't know you. I don't know. They did a good job of finding some touchstones for the season.
Yes.
And so I'm very happy to have it back. I'm very happy.
I feel very invested. I'm going to tell you that I appreciate the TikTok trend of trying to do, because I really studied that Thunderstruck dance last night. Like, I really paid a lot of attention to it. I'm going to tell you that you'd lose me on the walkout. Like, just that.
Yeah.
just that when they're like that, you're hitting like 5 yards every mm-hmm. four count or whatever it is. I'm like, number one, the coordination to do that, the stride to do that, the energy to do that. And then I'm going to get out there and then you're going to tell me that I have to dance and then I have to end by doing a jump split. And they're like, yeah. This is hard on your hips. And I'm like, do you think it's hard on your hips? Because.
And I appreciate that this season we've gotten some behind the scenes information of some people who've had some legitimate injuries, you know? Like yeah. that poor Caroline, listen, she's had surgery.
She's had two surgeries. Yeah,
we didn't get that information on CMT.
No, we didn't know about the chronic pain. We didn't know. And so.
We did not know.
Mm-mm. We did not know. But then, mm-hmm. and then when they measure them for those shorts and they put those shorts.
Oh my gosh.
I can't.
If I didn't have just a shred of self-esteem. Because really, like at this point, who cares? I mean, there's a part of me that would show up at that Dallas Live show and that right there. I'm not saying it would honor the Lord. I'm not saying that anybody would get glory. But I'm saying I am just that close to the point of not giving a dadgum rip to come out on that stage.
To Thunderstruck. That we're going to walk out to Thunderstruck.
Anyway.
And I'm just going to look like a can of biscuits. Like just a can of biscuits.
Listen, I hadn't bared this midriff since 1984. But by diggity, I'd be tempted right there. I really would. Now, Kelly Finglass would sue me. Copyright infringement of the Dallas Cowboy uh-huh. cheerleaders brand,
but, not to mention desecration of an almost holy symbol. Not to mention
that's it. But I mean, it'd be a good time. That's what I'll say.
It would give us all memories that we would never forget. Listen, it really makes me want to. I'm gonna be like Sally O'Malley. I think I may start stretching and kicking just because if I thought that by November that I could even attempt some sort of just a split, not even a jump split.
We may have established a goal for ourselves. You know, we do these Eve's lunges and Pilates, and I went to a center and balance class yesterday afternoon, and there was a point when I was doing the Eve's lunge where I thought, I think I could still do a split on my right leg if I tried. Listen, I may try it. I may try it.
Listen, I'm going to tell my trainer. I'm going to talk to her because we talked about the show today. And I said, I was looking at those girls and I was like, I would like to look like that. And then I realized, well, they're 20. They're 20.
But we still may have a low-level goal for ourselves. We may have identified a low-level goal for the Dallas shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We can't speak of it. We can't. No. We can't ramp up expectations for something that we really may be literally physically incapable of doing, but I think give it a shot. I'm prideful enough to think I still can.
I mean, 100%. And I think that we have two guests joining us for those shows that might be in to try with us.
Oh, 100%. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you even kidding me? Both of them would. And we haven't even announced that, y'all, but we have two fantastic guests who are going to be in Dallas with us. And both of them 100% would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd give it a try. They'd give it a try. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay. All right.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do, though, is order any kind of a white jacket with blue sparkly stars from Shein, because based on my other jacket that has still never shown up.
Still never been here. Yeah. And I'm really not going to wear a DCC uniform, but I feel like I could do some kind of creative play on it. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay.
A version.
Is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. Okay, I am going to start with when I went and got a pedicure. You know, I have been on my nail journey, and I had seen a lot of girls on Instagram, and they had blue nails, and it was this really pretty blue, like kind of a cobalty, royalish blue, but not super bright, but I really loved it. But I was like, I ultimately decided I can't do that on my nails. I felt like it was a bridge too far.
Would you even say it's a cowboy's blue?
Mm-hmm. It would be this Fitz because it's kind of a cowboy's blue. And so I did get it as my pedicure. And then when I got down to the beach, I think Hillary and Stephanie, we all had blue toes. It was like, and Gully was like, I didn't get the blue toe memo. But it's OPI Dream Come Blue. And I think blue toes for the summer is just a super cute. I wouldn't want them all the time, but I love this blue. It's just really pretty and it's not too bright. But it's just great for summer. So I really have enjoyed it. So if you're looking for a good nail polish color, OPI Dream Come Blue is what I will tell
you. Okay. All right. You've inspired me to step out a little bit here.
Yeah. I kind of like it. Like, it's kind of different. And there again, I don't think I would do it on my nails, but I like it on the others. So the next thing was we were having some friends over for dinner like a week ago. And I realized that we had like this combination salt and pepper grinder thing that I think I got in a FabFitFun box at one point. And it broke. And so, but I like fresh ground pepper. And then I like the pink Himalayan salt rocks. So I was like, I need, so I ordered this salt and pepper grinder set off of Amazon and it's really pretty. I like the way it looks. It's just very clean. So if you are in need of a salt and pepper grinder set, I think this one's really cute from Amazon.
I'll say this too. I was in a situation recently where somebody posed the question, why do we not have salt grinders as frequently as we have pepper grinders at restaurants?
Yes. Yeah.
I like a pepper grinder for sure, but I like a salt grinder too. I think you have a better shot of like consistent distribution with when you're using a pepper grinder or a salt grinder. If you just turn over something, you never know how fast it's going to pour out.
Yes.
So I like the grinder for that reason. So
I agree.
Well done.
Yeah. So there's that. The next thing is Perry has been on a fashion journey. He's started shopping for himself. This is a new development at this stage in our marriage.
I'm so tickled by this. Yeah. I'm so tickled.
I don't know why, but one of the things he's discovered for himself, and now he owns, I think, four of them, are these Haller Brothers embroidered shirts. He basically says he never wants to wear a non-embroidered shirt ever again. Y'all, I don't know. I'm going to say 27 years and you just still don't know what tomorrow will bring, you know? So, but they're really cute and I love them. And they come in all kinds of different patterns, all kinds of different colors. They're a great cotton shirt. They have like snap buttons. They're just super cute. And so anyway, when I posted a picture of him at his godfather's 90th birthday and he had one on and a lot of people asked. So it's Haller Bros. They're super cute. I really like them. So
Haller Brothers is also one of David's favorite shirt brands. I don't know if David knows about the embroidery thing, but you better believe I'm going to show this to him as soon as we finish recording. Because, you know, and listen, I think Perry Schenkel on some level sort of lives to surprise you. Like, and I think he likes being sort of a man of change. You know what I mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so I appreciate this development in his fashion arsenal, if you will. I appreciate that he's taking it to an embroidery thing.
And
it does look very Texas. It looks very Texas. So it fits.
Yeah, no, they're real cute. I like them a lot. And they're made really well, and they wash and dry like a dream. So there's that. The next thing would kind of fall in another Perry Schenkel. As I told y'all, he's gotten to where he orders candles for us.
And he's
into his different candle scents. This one he did not order, but the people at Orleans Candle sent me a box last week. And one of the scents, this is like a summer, I think, limited edition, but it's mint leaf and lavender.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, it is the most soothing scent. Like when I got it, Perry and I had this whole conversation about, because sometimes when we cook different stuff, you know, we were talking about how the house will smell like meat or it'll smell like cooked something. Like it just, I don't like it. And so we like candles. But the thing is like in our bedroom, I'm very picky about what kind of candle, because what do I want to smell at night? You know what I mean? And like,
absolutely.
As much as I love leather and tobacco, that's not really a bedroom smell for me. Like I don't want to go to sleep smelling that. But this mint leaf and lavender is very spa-like. Like it's just very soothing. And spa-like, and it's just a great scent. I think it could be year-round, but for summer especially, I really like it. And it's something that's non-citrusy. So it just, I don't know, it feels very peaceful. So and
I just actually ordered two.
Okay, well, they gave us a code, so you can get 15% off with code.
Oh, well, I didn't use the code, but.
Well, yeah. See, if you would have. But
I'd have saved some money, but oh well.
You could have. Yeah. But there is 15% off with code BigBoo15. And they have a lot. I've loved all their candles, but I really like this mint leaf and lavender. It's really good. And it's a very, I mean, it makes, you know, it's got a good throw. Isn't that what we found out? Candle scents. It has a very nice throw. So
yes, we love a good throw.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then this last thing is Thrive Cosmetics sent last week, and they're one of our sponsors, but this is just a genuine, I love this. They have a new lipstick crayon, which I love a lipstick crayon. I've used the Revlon one for years, but I'm going to tell you, I think this one's better. And it's the Thrive Cosmetics. It's called the Empower Matte Precision Lipstick Crayon.
Let me tell you something.
Have you tried it yet?
Oh, yes, I have. And if this hadn't been your favorite this week, it would have been mine next week. And I don't like a crayon because I feel like they're drying, but this thing is fantastic. It's so good. The color
is so good.
Is so pigmented. And I mean, this is your favorite, but yes, I agree. It's what I want to say.
Yeah. No, feel free to say as much as you want. I'm saying the color is so pigmented. I put it on today before I went to work out, and you're right. It still feels moisturizing, even though it's a matte. And it stays on. Like, I got done working out and I was like, it's still on. Like, it really does last, but it feels good. And it comes in a million different colors. But it is a really, it's one of my favorite lip products I've tried in a long, long time.
I agree. And I will say the same because I have the Weta Sims thing where even when I go work out, I like to have a little something on my lips.
Yes.
And this stays on and it's not drying. And I think I have the Dusty Rose is the one that I've been using. But it's beautiful. Like, the colors are so pretty. Yep. And anyway, this is a thumbs up for me. This has gone into my purse, which is a sign that something is for real in my lip rotation. So
yeah, same. I totally agree. I love it. It's really good. And it's kind of like foolproof. Like, it's just because it's a crayon and like the way it goes on, it's so easy to do. Like, because, you know, I worry that I'm going to put lipstick on like my Aunt Fina used to. And so that, especially as my eyes have gotten a little more suspect, but this is really easy to put on. So that's it. Those are my five favorites for the week.
Well, thank you for those. I'm so excited about my candles that I didn't use my own discount code for. I got so excited.
Well, listen, it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Let them have that 15%. You can order them again next time and use it maybe. So, but they're really good. So, so there you have it, y'all.
Well, everyone, thanks for being with us again this week. We are in the month of what will mark our 400th podcast episode in a few weeks.
Wow.
So that's fun. Mm-hmm. And we don't really know what that means, but we know that that's a big deal for us to have, you know, gotten so far, even if it took us 17 years. So
I was going to say, listen, we powered through 400 episodes in 17 years. It's slow and steady wins the race is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's pretty much what our friend Annie Downs does in a month. But, you know, it's okay. Whatever. I mean, we got to run at our own speeds. So, you know. But anyway, all right. Well, we'll be back next week, y'all. And can you hear me right now, by the way? I didn't think you could. Can you hear me?
You went away. What'd you say?
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Telling me it's trying to connect. Can you hear me?
No. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
All right. Well, our internet is failing, so it must be time to leave.
It's time to go. Time to go.
All righty. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, everybody.